like, blank, how am I ever going to see you again? Are you on Facebook or something? And he was like, nope, I don't use that. I guess we'll just have to leave it up to fate. But no, it was not creepy even remotely.
Was it just you and him at the restaurant, or was it a crowd of kids?
Just me and him. Yeah. No one was being, I don't know if nobody recognized him or they were just too hip to bother.
Yeah. Sounds to me like it was The Rock.
Sounds to me like it was Tim Robbins.
Nope.
Tim Curry?
Nope.
You're saying it wasn't Tim Curry.
That's what she just said.
I can't believe it.
All right, well, thank you,
thanks
Zoe.
Thanks very much. Okay, Zoe. Well, and you'll always have that wonderful memory, that night with...
Well, we have 6 minutes left. Should we get Scott back in here now or take one more?
You want to do one more very quickly? Okay, here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
How exciting is this? Oh, wait, my wife is texting me. Here's what my wife said. Look, you want to see?
That's okay.
You'll find this very interesting. We only have six minutes left. No, this is my wife. Too jerky.
Yeah, you're being too jerky.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just the right amount of jerky.
Yeah, but tonight I'm too jerky, and that's my treat to you, you and all our listeners.
Hi, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
You are.
Sure.
You are.
Imagine how excited we are.
I have a pretty quick one. This is Kevlicky. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, Kevlicky.
So I work in the farmer's market in New York City, where there seems to be a lot of celebrities around there sometimes.
Yes.
I recognize this guy from coming to the market occasionally.
Yes.
And I wanted to say hi to him. So I walk up to him and I say, do you know Andy Breckman?
No. That didn't happen.
And he was really polite. He smiled and he started to laugh and he said, oh, yes, I actually do. And he's like, are you a friend of Andy's?
Liar. This is a lie.
And I said, well, no, I'm familiar with Andy, and I listened to his radio show, 7 Second Delay. And he was very polite, and he said, oh, that's a really, really funny show, isn't it?
I don't believe a word of this. This is you just trying to crawl your way up my butt for some reason. What's the catch? What's your angle?
Must have been John Lovitz.
Yeah,
Seth Green.
Ah, Seth Green. There you go. Well, I can't wait to hear. I'm keen to hear.
Breckenmeyer.
Yeah, Breckenmeyer. That would be a dream. Breckenmeyer. Would I be sitting here if I was an acquaintance of Breckenmeyer?
Walter Matthau?
Yeah.
Walter Matthau. All right. Thank you, Kevlicky.
Okay. So now we're going to bring...
We need Scott back in here now.
We're
going to
bring Scott and bring your list, Scott, your master list. We're fine. Oh, this is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Are you curious
at all? We only have 4 minutes, so we got...
Who are you most curious about?
The rude lady in the bathroom at the restaurant.
Yeah,
We got to whiz through these.
Okay, so first off, you want to do my celebrities? Okay, go ahead, Scott. Well, I could do mine myself, right?
I think you should do.
Well, I was filming a movie, and Paul Rodriguez was one of the actors, and he, it turns out, was a serious gambler. So that was him. Oh, and then the father was the father of Will Ferrell from SNL. Mm. So that's close to interesting.
Okay. Those aren't exactly celebrities, but okay.
I hate it. An hour each way. Scott, an hour each way.
Okay, Scott, tell us who the microphone guy Jeff was considering sabotage on.
Microphone guy was Kenny Rogers.
Oh, man! Now that's a celebrity.
It's a celebrity, but it's a non-story. I could have ruined Kenny Rogers' set.
Yeah, and he decided not to.
Okay.
And that's why Kenny Rogers' career lived on.
Okay. And then who else? Who was Julia? Who did Julia meet at NBC?
Julia met and didn't recognize Robert Redford.
Whoa!
Oh, Robert Redford. He's shorter than average.
Is he short? Oh,
well,
according to
Julia.
But he's very well endowed. You never would think that he was so short.
Dear God.
Okay. Dear God.
Wake up, Ken. You're dreaming.
Who is the
Ken
guy who either bought or did not buy an Apple Newton device?
That would be Willem or Willem Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
Oh, my God.
This is the stupidest... Okay.
And I love Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Now you have a great now you can dine out on that story, Ken.
Okay. Who was the silver-haired musician on the E train right after 9/11? Was it David Byrne?
It was, in fact.
I guessed it!
Ken got it. David Byrne.
Wow.
What I love is that made Ken's day. It says so much more about Ken than anyone else.
Okay. the rude actress in the bathroom at the restaurant.
In Germany. Was that in Germany?
No, that was not in Germany.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Marie Osmond.
Marie Osmond, nine months pregnant. That's right.
Figures.
You know what?
Figures.
I read that about Marie Osmond. She loves sex. So that now fits perfectly.
Why?
Because she was knocked up. There's no other explanation.
She's a Mormon. She's not supposed to be mean.
No, she loves sex. Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean she was rude there.
She's a Mormon. Whoever heard of a rude Mormon?
She was a lapsed Mormon for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right, who else do we have?
Okay, we're in art school now, 2010, art school with Zoe in Frankfurt, and movie star, male movie star in her class.
Hanging around art school was Paul Giamatti.
Whoa!
Oh, I have a Paul Giamatti story, too.
Do you? Really?
Well, I'll tell him next time. Okay, and then what else?
And Kev Licky, was that a real story about knowing Andy Breckman and blah, blah, blah?
Seems so. He claims it was Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, well, for the love of God.
Well, of course.
Well, I'd be insulted if Shalhoub didn't.
I forgot to mention Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah. Okay, so what have we learned today?
That you have a... Who do you have?
I think we've learned if it
rained. You have a Willem Dafoe story.
If your first idea for a show is rained out, to really give serious consideration to another idea before you commit to it.
Oh yeah, you have a Paul Giamatti story. Go ahead, tell it.
I'll tell it another time. I'm going to save it.
Yeah.
That'll be my big farewell to the FMU.
I have a Joe Jackson story.
Okay, wanted to save that one. I can't wait. That'll be our big farewell show.
I have a Lou Reed story.
Okay.
I have a David Crosby story.
This can't go on forever. But Scott, good luck on this week's show.
I have a Tom Brokaw story. I have a Sigourney Weaver story.
Yeah.
But we're out of time. This is WFMU East Orange.
Your wife is one lucky woman.
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9.
Wow.
Online at WFMU.org.
Ken.
Hey, thank you.
Ken, tell me that. Tell me that Sigourney Weaver story again, Kenny.
Thank you, Jeremiah, for another great newsletter. Yeah. And coming up right now on WFMU, it is 21 Lounge.
If I get a ticket, I'm going to post it online. It'll be five in a row.
21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
I want to hit somebody
Scott,
hard.
Scott, thank you for your help tonight.
Yes, Scott, thanks. You're a mensch.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. have anything you'd like to have me do? I mean, sing. Just let me know. We'll talk about that later. When the sights go my, we have some very nice people here from South Dakota. People from North Carolina. Nothing could be finer than to wake up with the Shriner in the moon. It's very smoky in here. Doesn't anybody inhale at all? If you feel nervous, don't smoke. Drink whiskey. That'll steady your nerves. My boyfriend was nervous. He went to the doctor. The doctor said, drink whiskey. It'll steady your nerves, and it works. He got so steady last night, he couldn't move. Did you hear about the drunk going down the street? He met a priest, and the priest said, the drunk, what have you been drinking, fella? The drunk looked up and said, three fathers, feather. We have Put over here, and she's got three men. If I had three Buicks, I'd give her one. She's got three men. Greedy girl. Triple your pleasure, triple your fun. I'll take the three guys, and you can chew the gum. But I'll say one thing, girls. Never put off tomorrow what you can do today. You might like it so much, you can do it today and tomorrow, too. Save water. Take a shower with a friend. And remember, in liquor it's age, in cigarettes it's mildness, in a Corvette it's impossible. Some guy told me not if you open both doors and put it in reverse. I've never been in a Corvette. I don't know about that. I have a Rolls. Not a Rolls Royce, just Rolls. Don't run, just Rolls. But I'm a very good driver, and you girls are very good drivers, too. One day my husband came home from work, and I said, well, the car's in the living room. He said, well, how did it get there? I said, easy, you go in the kitchen, turn left. Here's a little song we dedicate to all the girls who have their hair fixed on Saturday. Turn the old maze loose at 12 o'clock. Wake up, Nora. I got an old maid back there. La, 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 la. Never on Sunday. Never on Sunday, twice on Friday. On your birthday, three times on your birthday. How's that grab you there, Leon? It's not how long you make it, it's how you make it long. That kind of grabs all you guys. See, I figure all these things out and I'm on the girls' side, believe me. Here's a very song recorded by Barbara Streisand. Very pretty song goes, father has a business, strictly secondhand. Everything from toothpicks to a baby grand. Stuff in our apartment came from daddy's store. Even the clothes I'm wearing, someone wore before. It's no wonder that I feel abused. I never get a thing that ain't been used. I'm wearing second-hand hats, second-hand clothes. That's why they call me second-hand Rose. Even our piano in the new.
Here, bartender, would you please open one of the windows behind the bar? How's that grab you, boy? It shakes you up a little bit.
Good evening, everyone. Listening to WFMU, this is Don Fleming with the 21 Lounge, where we celebrate the golden era of lounge performers. And that was one of my absolute favorites, Bonnie Anderson. She's on the Art Records label, and that's her second album. The unpredictable Bonnie Anderson wrecks the wreck again, because she played at a club called the Wreck Bar. Few records were made there, but Bonnie seemed to be the main person. It was at the Yankee Clipper Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I just love how she talks to the audience. It's right on it. And during that little monologue opening set, she was playing a little bit of When the Saints Come Marching In, Somewhere My Love, Never on Sunday, and Secondhand Rose. Before that, also on Art Records, was Don Hayes with the Mr. Lucky theme, played on his special Baldwin organ and piano combo. And yeah, let's get into a set of some stuff here. This is a recent acquisition. The guy's name is Jerry Tiffy, and right on the front of the cover, it says, "Due to the unprecedented demand and to accommodate clubgoers, Mark Records present Jerry Tiffy, no strings attached, at a supper club near you." And it's mocked up in the style of the Godfather soundtrack album cover, which has the little sort of like puppet hand with strings attached. And, of course, he does the Godfather theme. So we're going to hear a couple songs from him. And starting with the theme from the Godfather movie, here's Jerry Tiffy.
We're going to do a song, Knees Don't a Duxon, but I'll give you a hint. Paramount Pictures put out a motion picture. It probably was the biggest box office attraction in decades. I didn't make the movie, though. And I gotta give you a hint, there's a lot of stabbing, a lot of murder, killing, prostitution, dope. And this was just in the lines waiting to get in to see the show.
Deep velvet nights when we were warm, Speak softly, loud, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, your tender trembling moments start. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love so softly, loud.
Jerry. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
Fears the way we die.
divorce at last. Though the bird is on the wing, it will surely pass. Come on, people out.
Hi, everybody. This is Don Fleming. You're listening to the 21 Lounge on WFMU. That was the DeMartinos. And no, it's not a religious record. I mean, I don't generally get ones that are all religious songs, but I kind of avoided maybe playing Day by Day, but I just figured they got every one of those songs in there. Day by Day, My Sweet Lord, and Oh Happy Day. All tossed together. Oh, and Get Together. So, the medley. And one of the things I love about this group, they're from St. Paul, Minnesota, and Joe Martino plays a cordovox. And that's, I've played cordovox stuff before. It's an accordion that's electronic and basically sounds like an organ. So, I really like that about it. The notes here tell us that the DeMartinos originated in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1965, when first Mike and Joe formed a duo and started providing entertainment for various institutions, civic functions, and private parties. They owned their own nightclub called DeMartinos, where they were featured whenever appearing in the Twin Cities. They're versatile while performing a wide variety of music. They span the generation gap with songs that will please everyone. Their humor is unique, and the relaxed atmosphere they create helps make the evening enjoyable for all. Whether performing in concert at a state fair or doing a nightclub act at a supper club, the response is the same. It's one act you can't afford to miss. And before that medley, they did I Can See Clearly Now. And then before that, we heard Jerry Tiffy doing Hitchin' a Ride, the only version I've kind of ever seen of that song in the lounge world. I think Listener Baby made a comment that it sounded like a ska song that Madness should have covered. And yeah, I think it is kind of definitely got a ska guitar thing going there. Which kind of leads into my next set here. I asked last week if people had any sort of request of songs that I hadn't covered. And I got a really good list of songs, but found very quickly that I really don't have hardly any of them. But I've been doing some research and tracking them down, and I will get to it. But I have this band called The Command Performance, who do a medley of Three Dog Night songs, and again, Listener Baby had suggested Shambhala, and I thought, well, it's got to be on this 17-minute medley. It takes up a whole album side, and I listened through to it, and it doesn't. It's not on there. But I thought, well, I would like to play some of this. So I decided to kind of pull a Michael Shelley and do an edit so it wouldn't be the entire length of the thing. But I think it's quite enough to get the point across. And this is, again, like such a big thing with these lounge bands, to just do medleys, you know, sometimes of the same artist songs and quite often not. But in this case, they've done a very big medley here. This band has three albums out, or put out three albums back in the day, and on all of them they featured medleys quite a bit, so I'll have to come back to some more of their work. But for now, let's listen to, and it's just, the album's called The Command Performance. It's on the Jewel Record Company, which was in Cincinnati, Ohio, and it says this record was recorded at Jewel Recording Studios in Cincinnati. So here's The Command Performance with their Three Dog Night medley.
I don't want to see you.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, no.
Open up the window. Let's the mayor into this room.
Yes, it does have a
faint odor. That's a joke. It smells stale perfume. You're smoking scares me to death. Open up the window and let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Don't you go, hey, hey, stay away, no, no, don't you come, y'all. one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Dance to the music. Yeah, come on. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. Dance to the music.
Been beautiful. We thank you for that. We hope you can stick with us. We have another show coming up in just a bit. And you have just been absolutely fantastic. Thank you for being nice to the command performance. See you next time.
That was the Command performance doing their Three Dog Night medley, which I got down to 10 minutes, just 10 and change. Yeah, it's pretty fun, these medleys. That's a good one. I'll have to play some more of these guys. So coming up next, I'm going to go to a set with two more Cordavox bands. I went a little Cordavox crazy today. The first one is a trio, Cordavox, drums, and guitar. And this band is called The Big Woods, and they're actually from England. According to the notes here, it says, "Here at Last is an album of music that has proved popular for The Big Woods over the last two seasons aboard the QE2. For all those who have seen the group in action, these tracks should revive pleasant memories of time spent on the ship and provide pleasant listening for all." The three members of the Big Woods work together to produce a very popular sound covering all types of music from cowboy to calypso. And their success is due to the welding together of their individual talents and tastes. Bobby Bigwood and Ann Bigwood, along with Rob Wyatt. And Bobby provides not only the melody side of the backing sounds, but also the bass sounds on his Cordavox, which is a unique instrument in that although it looks like an accordion, it can, in fact, produce all the sounds and ranges of a full electronic organ. Bobby is a master of the instrument and also an accomplished singer, providing one half of the vocal sound. The other half of the vocal sound comes from Rob, who also provides the guitar work. To complete the sound of the Big Woods is Anne. She is also unique in that she is one of a very small number of female drummers playing professionally today. The collective sounds of the Big Woods. And so they're from, this is on Chance Records from 1971. And I'm going to play two of their songs and show you their range of style. And starting out with Those Were the Days.
Once upon a time there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours, dreaming of the good things we would do.
We choose with violence. busy years went rushing by us. We lost our starry notions on the way. If by chance I'd see you in the tavern, we'd smile at one another and we'd say, those were the days, my friends, we thought we'd never end. We'd sing them forever and a day. We'd live a life we choose, we'd buy and never lose. For we were young and sure to have our way. The door there came familiar laughter. I saw your face, I heard you call my name. Though my friends were older but no wiser, 'cause in our hearts the dreams are still the same. Those were
shining sand. whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world I never belong. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. What else can I be? Whether I live, not merely survive, and I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me, I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what makes me what I am? That faraway the world of success, it's driving me on. If I heed the call, I won't settle down, I won't settle for less. As long as there's half a chance I could have it all. Oh, whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me, I've gotta be free. What else can I be but what makes me what I am? I've gotta be me.
All right, welcome back. That was Inagata DeVita played on a Cordovox by the Johnny Ray Gomez Review from his album Night on the Town. They're out of Omaha. July, recorded at Sound Recorders, July 1971. And yeah, just, I don't know, that's just crazy. And before that, we heard I've Gotta Be Me by Johnny Ray. And then before that, The Big Woods with Island in the Sun from their album, The Big Woods Live. I'm going to just go ahead and let you know you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. It's been fabulous being with you for another hour, another Wednesday night. More to come next week, so please tune in. And I've got an organist to go out on today, Johnny Singh, who plays a big Wurlitzer pipe organ that came out of the Chicago Theater in the 1920s when it was used for vaudeville and then early silent films. And here's Johnny with To Russia With Love. See you next week.
And Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Folks, and welcome to the program. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. I'm here every Wednesday from 8 to 9 playing country rock billy, hillbilly, etc. for you. And this week is no exception. By the way, if you have left a gray guitar pick in Studio A, it's here on the board. I don't know who was playing guitar up here, but you left your guitar pick here. I brought records, and they're good, and I would like to play them for you. The first one that I am going to play is by the one and only Carl Butler. You're listening to WFMU.
Fun. I won't sit here a-crying over you. From now on, when you go out, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Yes, I'll go step into my honey. I'll go step into. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Begin to fight. You tell me there are more fish in the sea, but the bait ain't what it used to be. And I've got news for you. Now after this, when you step out, then I'll go step into. Yes, I'll go step into my honey. I'll go step into. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Tell where your clothes don't fit you right. Don't start to yell if you find a lipstick on me too. You will know that I have been a stepping just like you. Yes, I'll go stepping to my honey, I'll go stepping too. I'll lock the door, put out the cat, and I'll go stepping too. I did some reels and I tried some little cartwheels round the ballroom. No one gave me a glance. Nobody asked me to dance. So I walked out in the moonlight just to shed a tear or maybe two. Then I saw a fella shedding tears like my own. He was practicing his kissing but was practicing.
Like I used to.